He played the positive role of a transitional leader. He did not have enough time to a period of 2 years to make any significant impact. But the role he played was the role he should have played to transition the country to a democratic elections. He did that successfully, and I think he has a lot of accolades for that. Regarding his illness, he's been sick for a protracted period of time. And it is regrettable that most of the friends he made, even in the African sub-region, not even the Liberian government, made any significant efforts to ensure that he got proper medical attention.
He served at a time that Liberia was coming out of the war with all the different warring factions, and you being somebody with former President Charles Taylor, why do you think that Judy Bryan was selected to be the interim leader?
He was nominated, an acceptable candidate by the three warring parties, including former President Taylor, supported his nomination. He was an acceptable candidate, a neutral person who was not involved in any of the warring parties or warring factions, and hailed from a political party. So I think that was the basis upon which he was nominated, and he was an acceptable candidate by Lord, Model, and the governor of Liberia, the three factions that were involved in the selection process.
Some people even refer to him as the father of today's democracy in Liberia, especially the role he played in bringing about the 2005 elections.
He had no muscle, he had no army, he had no security to perpetuate himself in power, even if he wanted to. His role was to transition the country into democratic rule, working along with the international community and the United Nations. And I think he was level-headed. He had a good temperament. Many times he was frustrated because the warring factions, the warring parties were dominant characters, including the governor of Liberia, which we were leaders of. But he kept his cool. I think he was level-headed and had a good temperament and was willing to work along with the international community to bring some semblance of peace and democracy back to Liberia. He will go down in history as one of the champions of the peace and democracy that we enjoy today.
There's a saying that it's good to give someone their flowers to smell them while that person is still alive. Looking back on the life of Judy Bryant, do you think Liberia did give him his flowers to smell while he was alive?
Well, I don't want to be critical because, you know, not being a part of the government of the day, people might think that I'm just being critical about it. But I don't think he was given the type of recognition that he should have been giving. I don't think he was giving the type of support and accommodation that he should have had as a transitional leader.
At some point, he was being investigated for corruption.
You know, Judy was the head of a transitional government that had no one had any loyalty to him as an individual. Everyone in the government was handpicked, and each person was the lord of their own ministries and agencies in government. And he carried out acts that were acts of corruption that he could not control because their loyalties were to either the warlords or their masters, rather than Judy Bryan, who came from a very small section of political parties. So, I mean, the investigation came out and he was actually vindicated. It was just a simple amount of $900,000 or $1 million that they were investigating him for, which was the practice of a witch hunt in the country. So I'm not surprised about that, but he was vindicated by the Supreme Court of Liberia.